What's the word? What you got for me?
I got a quick question, financial. Okay. So right now I'm sitting with 200 in a high yielding savings account.
200,000?
Yeah.
All right. What's the word?
Okay, so I'm currently renting right now, right?
What is a high yield savings account? What is the interest rate on that high yield savings account?
4.7.
Okay. Continue, right, my friend.
Okay, so should I put 20% down on a mortgage?
Yes.
Get a loan for the rest, or should I go in cash, buy something for 200, and then
yes,
get my money out of it after? What? Like, which one?
Why do you wait? What do you? Every answer is better than the next one. Why do you need to get your money out of it? You have the equity in it; it's not going anywhere. Why do you need to have the access to the capital? What are you trying to do?
I want to build a small portfolio.
Of?
So like one. Of rental
Smurfs?
Properties.
Or what?
Of rental properties. So like the first one, it'll be like I'll live in there for 6 to 8 months and I'll go ahead and I'll move out. But I need more capital.
How did you get $200,000? That's my real question.
Oh, working.
Okay, so you stacked 200. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm a medical traveler. So, you know, the grind is easy.
So how often are you at home?
Like 7 days a month.
So you at home 7 days a month. And how much is your rent?
$1,600.
Huh?
$1,600.
You ain't got no family that you can just keep your stuff at?
I can, but I'm working in New York and I live in Maryland. So if I
You only my home family, 7 days a month.
I know, but my family live in a whole different state.
Hold on. Let me do the math right here. I just need to understand something.
It's like 1980.
Hold on. Wait. 7 times. You home 84 days out of the year. Out of 365 days. Probably not even that.
So you're saying I should just go ahead and buy property cash and just rent it out and then keep staying where I'm staying at in New York?
I don't know why you won't just stay with somebody else. I don't even know why you do that. You're not even home. You don't even live home. Your home is on the road.
But you know, it feels good to have like a spot that you can go to if something happened, you know?
I know. That's why people do it, because of the emotion aspect of it. You want to get rich or you want to feel good?
You know why I'm here.
Okay, so I don't understand why you're paying $1,600 in rent in the first place.
Okay, so get rid of my apartment. My lease ends in February. Okay, but I still got the 200, so should I put...
Is it a place where you could just stack your stuff at while you on the road? Because you on the road for three weeks out of the month.
I pay rent in New York as well.
Yeah, but you pay rent in New York because that's where you travel to, right?
Yeah.
That's a part of your business.
So, yeah, I can write that off. Yeah.
So, okay, let me ask you another question. Why you come home? Why you go back to Maryland... If you're spending 75% of your time already in New York and you're paying rent there?
That's where I've been at for a couple of years. I feel comfortable there. I'm only in New York because of the money. But I would never live full time in New York. If the money stopped, then I would leave. But I started in Maryland.
Think about what you're saying to me, man. Think about what you're saying. You're paying rent in New York already.
Yeah, it's furnished finder, so I'm, yeah.
You said what now?
It's furnished finder, so I pay by the month. So I didn't sign a year contract. Every month I just pay.
Yeah, but you leaving 25% of your occupancy on the table when you leave and go to Maryland and go and pay another 16% there.
Yeah.
You waste the money. You don't even need to put your stuff with your parents or nothing like that. I don't know why you won't just stay in New York. Just stay there. If that's where you're working and that's where you're making all of your money, put the $1,600 back in your budget.
Okay. So what should I do with the 200 then? Should I buy a house for 200 and then put renters in there?
That's where you put your investment in. And so listen. If you buy the house, you're not going to live there. That's where you put your money and deploy your capital so that you can start really building wealth.
Okay. All right.
You put somebody in that property to then pay you And then that's when you start having that snowball effect and you rolling it over in order to get to the next property and so on and so forth.
Okay. All right.
Listen, your rate of return, let's say you deploy $200,000 into a property, right? At the rate that you're saying, if you're getting 4.7%, then let's say that's the equivalent of what? $9,400 a year, right?
Around that, yeah.
You getting way more than that when the person is paying the rent. Let's say you buy the property and they paying you $2,300 a month in rent, right? $2,300 a month in rent is almost $30,000 a year. Which return did you want? Which return is better to you? Because they keep telling me about these high yield savings accounts, but if somebody is paying me almost $30,000 a year in rent, just based off of a $2,300 payment, which one is a better return?
Yeah, I lost him. Dang, time.
Can you hear me? Ah, you got bad reception. Rewatch it, bro. Rewatch it. Say that $1,600. Put it back in your budget. Buy the property. Charge rent. Let them pay for it. Continue to gain the equity. And run it up, bro. You in a great space. You in a phenomenal space. You see, I think that's the thing that we do a lot of times, right? What we do a lot of times is we start getting money, and because we're doing really well, we start having little holes inside of our budget that allow for us to then get comfortable. We get holes inside of our budget that allow for us to get comfortable. No holes in the budget. All money in. All money in, no money out.